Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Have you seen the videos that I've been posting on our Instagram page? Yeah, your parents can click on the link down below in the show notes to head on over to Kids Animal Stories Instagram. Yeah, we have found some ginormous snakes in our backyard recently, and you've gotta see those videos. Well, friends, are you ready to hear what happens with Princess Elise the Dragonfly? Is she going to be able to remember that trick she's supposed to do? Well, let's find out. Let's go! Princess Elise the Dragonfly was celebrating her coronation day. Remember, she had spent years preparing for this very special day. She was a member of the Royal River Cruisers and finally was showcasing her talent in front of the entire kingdom. Wow, that sounds like a big deal. I've never had to showcase a talent in front of the whole kingdom. If you were to showcase your very special talent in front of an entire kingdom, what talent would you choose? Well, I'm thinking, I know how to juggle. Maybe I could juggle in front of the whole kingdom. Ooh, that would be scary. And I think that's what Elise was feeling, because the only problem is that she forgot the special trick. The special thing that she'd been practicing for a very long time, and all of a sudden it just got sucked out of her brain by the brain suckers. I've got to remember it. Come on. What is it? Elise thought harder and harder. She tried to remember as she flew closer and closer to the king and queen, her parents. Her main job was to do this special flying trick routine right before stopping in front of her parents. And she didn't want to fail in front of all the other dragonflies watching. You see, this was like a very special ceremony. And her doing that trick was a sign of her stepping into the royalness of her family and being a real princess. Wow. Have you ever been so nervous that you forgot your job? Maybe you had a performance or a special job at a wedding or... I don't know. There's lots of different things that we could sometimes forget, right? Well, as Elise flew, time started to slow down and she started to daydream and think back to the first day she started working on her routine. She thought maybe that would help her remember. Elise, can you believe we're finally old enough to work on our flying routine? Her friend Evie asked. Both girls had just graduated from their kindergarten nymph class. They were finally old enough for flying class. I know, Evie. I've been waiting for these days forever. I can't believe that we're big enough now. Like, are we actually big enough? It doesn't seem like we are, but I can't wait to start flying, said Elise. You see, nymphs, you know, they had just graduated from kindergarten nymph class. Nymphs are what dragonflies are called before they grow into their very big bodies. Dragonfly nymphs stay in the water and they eat smaller insects as they grow. And finally, they had graduated kindergarten. Have you ever graduated before? Oh yeah, that could be a really exciting day because you're done with something. You've accomplished it. And now you're moving on to the next bigger and better thing. I'm so excited, Evie, said Elise. I think I'm going to try a backwards twirl and a side-to-side sweep swoop. Wow, Elise, that's a big trick to fit in, but if anyone can do it, you can. Evie was very confident that Elise could do anything she set her mind to. She was a great friend. For weeks and weeks, everyone in flying class worked on their routines over and over again until it was part of their muscle memory. They moved through the air so easily. The G-force of a dragonfly making a turn can be as high as 9 times the force of gravity, while when flying in a straight line, it can be as high as 4 Gs. That's like a jet. Wow. Elise remembered how her routine was something she could do even with her eyes closed. And, whoa. I'm daydreaming. And just like that, she snapped out of her thoughts. That's it, she thought, and instantly began her flying routine in the nick of time. Forward, twist, side to side swoop, backwards, twirl, alley-oop. Her signature jump with a one-wing wave. The crowd cheered! Woo! Elise was so happy, she barely caught her breath. As she waited in front of the king and queen, her mother gave her a smile and her dad started the announcements.
It is with great honor and pride that I present to you, for the first time, my daughter, the Princess Elise of the Royal River Cruisers!
The king raised his wing towards Elise. As Elise bowed and waved to all the dragonflies cheering, she couldn't help but feel so relieved and yet so proud that she'd remembered and performed something that she was so nervous about. All that hard work had finally paid off, and she couldn't wait for her next adventure as a princess. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end. Have you checked out our activities that we have? Yeah, down in the show notes below, your parents can click on that link that says activities for kids. We take every animal story and turn it into an awesome activity that you can do at home or at school or wherever. We can't wait to see your amazing creations as you learn more about the critters both around the world and in your backyard. Well, my critter protectors, I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!